Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I just had Andy from Wausau text in that it is the funniest show ever today. All the crying and complaining over Trump winning the election is hilarious. Keep it up. Thanks, Andy from Wausau. Here's what I have to say to you. I may be crying, but I'm also angry. I think a lot of people are going to be angry. That is something that we share in common. Here's what I think we should be angry at, Andy. I think we should be angry at an economy that doesn't work for middle-class people. Are you angry about that? Because I am. Are you angry about a tax code that allows billionaires to pay little to nothing? Because I am. I don't think that that's fair. Are you angry that minimum wage in this country is poverty wages? It's not a minimum wage. Because I'm angry about that. Are you angry about the fact that Donald Trump is going to appoint justices and judges to federal courts that will substantially curtail the rights of women that you love? Forget abortion. Just general women's rights are deeply under threat. Does that make you angry, Andy? Does it make you angry that we will be ushering in a society where black and brown people are viewed universally with suspicion? Is racism something that makes you angry, Andy? Because it makes me angry. I think it makes most of us angry. So you can laugh at my tears, brother, but I'm getting to work. And I think all of us listening are getting to work. And we're going to try to get to work on the things that matter to you, too. Matt from Middleton, what would you like to say this afternoon? I think you wanted to talk about that enemies list. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, Maggie. I wanted to ask, and I want to be clear about this. The very first journalist, activist, talk show host, anyone that he tries to jail because he doesn't like them, I think our reaction has to be loud, it has to be clear, and it has to be strong and defiant, because if we let the first one happen, it'll be over and over again. And that Andy guy that thinks it's funny, fascism will come for you too eventually. So laugh while you can, because you're going to be poor just like the rest of us, buddy.
I hear you, Matt. The vice president is taking the stage right now. She's at Howard University in Washington, D.C., her alma mater. You can hear Beyoncé's Freedom playing in the background, which has become her signature song. We're going to continue to carry Vice President Harris's concession speech, walking out to a crowd of supporters waving American flags. Boy, it's good to see her.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So let me say, and I love you back, and I love you back. So let me say, my heart is full today. My heart is full today, full of gratitude for the trust you have placed in me, full of love for our country, and full of resolve. The outcome of this election is not what we wanted, not what we fought for, not what we voted for. But hear me when I say, hear me when I say, the light of America's promise will always burn bright. as long as we never give up and as long as we keep fighting. To my beloved Doug and our family, I love you so very much. To President Biden and Dr. Biden, thank you for your faith and support. To Governor Walz and the Walz family, I know your service to our nation will continue. And to my extraordinary team, to the volunteers who gave so much of themselves, to the poll workers and the local election officials, I thank you all. Look, I am so proud of the race we ran and the way we ran it. Over the 107 days of this campaign, we have been intentional about building community and building coalitions, bringing people together from every walk of life and background, united by love of country, with enthusiasm and joy in our fight for America's future. And we did it with the knowledge that we all have so much more in common than what separates us. Now, I know folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now. I get it. But we must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power. A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results. That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny.